This Wednesday, an appellate court is scheduled to hear a lawsuit brought by two Republican lawmakers that would forbid New York City from destroying its ID NYC database. WNYC's Jim O'Grady reports.
More than 900,000 people have already filled out forms to obtain the ID cards, which were initiated in part to give immigrants more access to services. City Council President Melissa Mark Viverito spoke at an immigrant rights march on Sunday and said that could put a lot of people at risk under a Trump presidency.
We have no interest in sharing that information with anyone, and we are looking to destroy the database.
The plaintiffs in the ID NYC lawsuit say the city should not destroy data that law enforcement could use to track criminals or terrorists. For WNYC, I'm Jim O'Grady.